Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, increasing cloudiness, a low of 49. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave says today's evacuation of the courthouse by a bomb threat inconvenienced a lot of people, and that's what bothers him the most. The threat was received just before 8:30 this morning, and the Racine County Sheriff's Office says they have nailed down where the call was placed, but have released no other information about the investigation. Delagrave says courthouse employees will be able to catch up on the work they missed, but the public may have a harder time.
It really interrupts, you know, the busy lives of our Racine County residents who potentially had things scheduled well in advance, such as court hearings and potentially having to take time off to get a wedding license from the county clerk. So that's what I feel bad about most. We'll be able to recover and catch up on work, but they're going to have to devote other days and schedule in advance to get those services taken care of.
Delagrave says the department head who received the threat immediately called his office, and he contacted the sheriff's office, and the decision was made to evacuate. Deputies searched the courthouse, found nothing, and the building was allowed to reopen at 1 o'clock. Racine Unified School Board President Melvin Hargrove has appointed John Coates to fill a high-profile vacancy on the board. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The vacancy was created by the resignation of Lisa Parra months ago, and for which the remaining eight members deadlocked on a vote 35 times over the course of two meetings. Coates was among the candidates who applied to fill the vacancy and was one of the two finalists. In a statement, Hargrove says, "I appointed John because he is invested in our community and in our district. He has a proven record of service that demonstrates his passion for education." The legislation allowing Hargrove to make the appointment on his own was authored by Senator Van Wongard and Representative Tom Weatherston. The bill signed by Governor Walker just this past Friday. I'm Tom Carkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.
About two dozen people gathered at Monument Square this morning to urge 1st District Congressman Paul Ryan to support paid family leave legislation. Some of the speakers called Ryan a hypocrite for saying he would only take the House Speaker's job if he could continue to spend time with his family, while failing to support federal family leave legislation. Some told their personal stories about losing pay while taking care of a loved one or having to decide between their family or their job. Members of the Democratic Party noted that all the Democrats running for president support paid family leave, while all of the GOP candidates oppose it. The House is scheduled to elect a new speaker this week. A 61-year-old Kenosha man is facing several charges accused of trying to abduct two people several hours apart last Thursday. Leroy Johnson appeared in Kenosha Intake Court today to face charges of attempted kidnapping, attempted child abduction, child enticement for sexual contact, and false imprisonment. According to Kenosha police, a 52-year-old woman was walking in the area of 50th Street and 16th Avenue when a car pulled up next to her, the driver asking for directions. As she approached the car, the driver pointed a gun at her and told her to get inside. She ran and the driver took off. About 3 hours later, a 16-year-old girl walking on 44th Street near the lakefront said a man asked her for directions, then grabbed her shirt collar and tried to force her at gunpoint into his car. She pushed the gun away, kicked the suspect, and ran, screaming for help. Using video from nearby businesses, police were able to identify the vehicle involved and get a license plate number. Johnson was arrested and allegedly has admitted his involvement in the two abduction attempts. He's scheduled to return to court for a preliminary hearing November 5th. We Energies had a repair crew out this morning in Burlington to fix a power pole that was damaged during a traffic crash along the bypass, which affected Burlington High School and the immediate area. Superintendent Peter Smet sent out an automated phone message shortly before 8 a.m. that said the school was on a backup power generator, but classes would continue and they had contingencies. All students are safe was part of the message from Smet. The crash involved a couple of vehicles, with one striking a nearby power pole, breaking it near the base and leaving it hanging by the wires above. A secondary accident resulted a few hundred feet away because of the traffic snarl. No one was seriously hurt in either crash. The 2016 budget review process continues tonight for the Kenosha County Board's Finance and Administration Committee. Public Works and Human Services each are budgeted for an hour on the agenda, considering all the working components. Any remaining departments or division budget items will be considered Tuesday night. Otherwise, the committee will work to finalize a recommendation to the county board, along with a pair of borrowing issues, one for $11.7 million, including road work, and the other at $4.4 million, targeting public safety building remodeling. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.